and welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that if you are listening to the beginning of the show and you are driving to dinner or something and you're going to miss the end, or if you've just gotten in the car and you're like, dang, I missed the first 15 minutes of Blank Canvas, you can always listen to the show again by going to our website, which is www.nagb.org.bs. Go to the Learn menu and scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you'll see all of the archive shows there as MP3s. You can listen to them, you can share them with friends, etc. So on a rainy day, you can just listen to your favorite Blank Canvas show. While you're on the website, please go see our calendar and see what we have upcoming at the NAGB. Most of our programming is free. It is free every Sunday for all Bahamians and local residents, also non-Bahamian local residents, by the way. And actually, since Hurricane Dorian and until the end of December, we have made the NAGB free every single day for every single person in the Bahamas because we feel it is a place of sanctuary and calm. So please do come visit us. We're doing a lot there. Quite often the audience is like, oh, well, I went 2 years ago. Has anything changed? Yes, we do 16 shows a year. So you can come back multiple times in the year and you'll see something different. And then also sometimes people are like, well, I want to go, but, you know, I don't know that much about art and it's going to make me feel like I don't know anything. So, hey, guess what? We have free tours as well. Normally they're on the fourth Sunday of every month, but this month in December we have a special holiday tour on the 15th of December. That's on Sunday the 15th, and that is when we have all of our awesome educational staff there who will be there to answer questions, give a formal tour, engage with you. So, and again, that is all free. We also have a film program every month. We have at least one, if not two, movies. Go to the website, see the movies that are coming up. I'm not sure what our Christmas movie is. I should know. I feel bad for not knowing, but it's early. We tape the show early in the morning and I haven't had enough coffee. But go to the website and find out. And that is free. What else do we have coming up? We have a new show opening next Thursday on the 19th. It's called Refuge. It's a show dealing with the after effects of Hurricane Dorian. And I think my guest is also going to talk a little bit about that, what we've sort of been through and what that's been like for him. And my guest is Arnold Kemp. Arnold Kemp is a Bahamian American practicing artist. He is very well known for his artistic practice and is represented by a gallery in Portland and I think also in various other places, but I'm not totally sure. He'll tell you. He's also the dean of the Graduate School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And that's why he came down to Nassau this time. He's come many other times. He's connected to his Bahamian roots, being a Kemp and a Campbell, I think, too. Mm-hmm. Very proud. He's like, oh, my grandparents are in St. Matthews. And we've been like driving, oh, yeah, my family owned that place there on the corner. And we actually met. Why don't you tell them how we met?
I was visiting and said to my father, I'd really like to go to the National Gallery. I think my father was probably in his 80s then. And we went just to spend the afternoon at the National Gallery. My father, who isn't an artist, did not grow up like appreciating art so much, has really supported me by when I'm saying, oh, I want to go to an art gallery, he'll go with me. So we went to the National Gallery, and we Keyshawn Monroe had a really beautiful show up, amazing show about a history of a Bahamian ship being sunk mm-hmm. by a Cuban cruiser.
Mm-hmm. The Swan Song of the Flamingo.
Yeah, it was an amazing exhibition. Mm-hmm. And I could hear someone in the gallery talking about their father. And I said, well, I'm here with my father. Would you like to meet him? And I was also with my sister. And we all began talking. And I said to this person, this lovely, interesting looking person, I said, are you the curator of the exhibition? They said, oh no, this was curated by someone else. And so we talked further. And then I said, well, who are you and what do you do? And it was Amanda, who's the executive director of the NAGB. It was a very, fortunate meeting. You know, one thing has led to another and ultimately a great friendship and a future collaborator. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. And that's how we met. And he was walking through the gallery and your dad was awesome. And he was telling us all about his time. And I think he remembered the swan song. Of course, it happened in the 80s when the flamingo was sunk. And yeah, and then, you know, I discovered you were an artist. I immediately went to my computer, Googled you. I was like, how do I not know about this Bahamian artist? Because again, I think one of the issues we have here is that, you know, you have, I mean, I don't know how many generations, but several. But because you were born in Boston, we lose touch, right? And I think we need to claim our Bahamians, our Bahamian Americans, our Bahamian British, whoever they are. you know, because, again, we all still are connected to the Bahamas, right? But somehow we lose touch when the family, one person might leave. So it was so serendipitous that we met. And I just looked at your work and I was like, wow, like this is a really amazing artist. And, you know, in my book, he's a Bahamian, you know, you're a Kemp.
I think another thing to claim is that people here are artists. I find that there are so many talented people and a history of being able to make things and make do, that so many people are able to make things. Like my father, I feel he can make anything. My grandmother worked in the straw market making amazing bags and hats. My grandfather on the island was a tailor. My Trinidadian grandfather was a shoemaker. And I think it's harder here to claim an identity as an artist when there's so many people, even in Junkanooshacks, who are making just amazing things, but not really calling it art. It's part of life.
You've hit the nail totally on the head, and something I've discovered through doing this show, because I talk to people about, well, so who are your parents and what do they do? I cannot tell you, and I've said to people that are listening, like, oh, she's going to say that thing again. How many people have been on the show and they say, my mother was a dressmaker. My father was a wood turner. My father was a mason. And again, all creative things done with the hands. And I think until a certain point, and even now, I mean, you also brought that up, is that, certainly pre-60s, no Black Bahamian was going to self-identify as an artist because it was such a kind of elite thing to think about. Or there wasn't like the headspace to imagine yourself doing that. There wasn't the idea of being able to make a living from it. And even now, like you said, your parents were like, well, yeah, study something else too, just in case. I think now Bahamians are more open to self-identifying as an artist, but there is just this. But even again, in the Junkanooshacks, you know, I meet guys that are like, no, I'm not, this is just my hobby. And I'm like, no, man, you're an artist. But they're in their day job, they're a banker or they're a plumber or they're whatever they else, because they go there after hours, right? And it is sort of a hobby. But I think it's sort of a problem that we have as much as the world has, because when you tell the world, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and people have said to me, oh, do you have art there? And, yeah, I mean, I get so offended. And I say, well, I think normally where there's humans, there's art.
Yeah.
But you're right in that we somehow are extraordinarily creative in a way. Like, I think if you look at our population size and how many people are involved in something creative like Junkanoo or any other things, and then you look at a population, say, of Germany or England or the US, I don't think the same percentage of the population is as engaged with creativity or our artists. I think we have a really high, really high percentage of artists from such a small community. It's something the world has to know. So anyway.
Yeah, so it's hard to claim that identity unless you're also saying that you're extraordinary, like you're an A-list artist. People might think you're not an artist, but I see art everywhere. I was saying the other day how I'm never bored. The world is always interesting looking to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing down here as the dean and what you've done over the last few days, because you came down really with a purpose. So you are very connected to the Bahamas. You come here all the time to see family. You've exhibited at the NAGB, but you came down really with a mission this time.
Sure. So I started as the Dean of Graduate Studies at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago about 3 years ago. And the first thing I noticed right away is the number of Bahamians who are studying there. In the last 3 years, Alexia Roach, Dominique Knowles, and most recently, Alicia Pratt.
Letitia
Pratt. And I'm very excited to see them, as well as other artists and designers and thinkers and writers from Trinidad, from Barbados, from Jamaica. And I thought it would be a really, it would benefit my school for me to come down and promote the school and maybe do some recruiting here to find some of the best people and suggest to them that they look at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago as a possibility to further their careers, further their connections internationally, and help them get a foot up in the, you know, the very difficult world of art and culture.
And it's not just easy. Fine art. So I think it's important to say that. I mean, Letitia Pratt is there in the English department, right?
She's a poet. Creative writing.
Creative writing. So she's a poet. And actually, Christian Campbell is there teaching her as a Damien, very highly awarded poet. And what other kind of creative subjects are there? I know Alexia was there. It wasn't fashion.
Yes, it was fashion. We have a department called Fashion, Body, and Garment, and it's a design degree. So it's an, it's not a Master of Fine Arts that she got, but a Master in Design, working with some of our best faculty, such as Nick Cave.
Nick Cave's amazing. I didn't know he was part of your faculty.
Yes, he's amazing, and he teaches in that fashion department and worked. Very closely with Alexia.
Wow, that's impressive.
But also we have programs that are MAs in art history, MAs in arts administration and policy, in visual and critical studies, new arts journalism. We're going to start very soon a curatorial practices program, our newest program, which will really benefit from us being associated with one of the most important museums in the country. So it wasn't just me looking for sculptors or photographers or painters, but really thinking about the future of culture here and who are going to be the future culture leaders and where are they going to be trained to think about administration and policy or curatorial.
Yeah, which is really, really important.
Yeah, in art fact, education, art therapy.
Yeah, and that's those are all places that we need to beef up. Because, again, I have an amazing team at the NAGB, and they're fantastic. But, you know, they're all practicing artists, and we're learning. We're all learning as we're going. And that's simply because at UB we don't have those programs. And I think also historically people that have been interested in art didn't necessarily know what other opportunities there were there. They thought, well, if I like art and I like doodling, then I have to be an artist. Well, no, there's all these other things you can be, a museum administrator, a art therapist, a conservator. I think the country could really do with quite some conservation people, and not just because of hurricanes, just because of the climate we live in. I go into homes of people who do have collections, and, you know, quite often the work needs work. You know, it's been in the sun too much. It's had too much humidity. There's different kinds of pests. And if we're going to preserve our cultural heritage for ourselves and the world, we really need conservators and restorers, which are two different things. And so, yeah, it's really important that you're down here kind of sharing that.
Yeah. We also have, related to that, a Master of Science in Historic Preservation, which is an architectural field that has to do with maintaining monuments and different walls and...
I could just have one of those people just on my staff, just taking care of my building, 24/7.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, again, post-hurricane.
Yeah, we've
just been to the Abacos and Grand Bahama, and, you know, a lot of historic homes have suffered some damage, and they're salvageable, and they need to be saved. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a crack team of Bahamians that were ready to go in and do that work? It would be amazing. So we're going to go to a short break and talk a little bit more about the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, some of the amazing Bahamian students and soon to not be students that Arnold's met with this week, and other topics. So I'm speaking with Arnold Kemp, who is a practicing artist, very well recognized around the world, and also the dean of the Graduate School of the Art Institute of Chicago, who's been down here, again, doing some recruiting, or I would really call it doing some inspiring.
Yeah,
I would
community
say you've been
work.
Inspiring. Yeah.
Giving back to the community.
Exactly. And just like showing young people here like the possibilities for their future, which are really exciting and could not only give them a good career, but actually really give back to the country in a meaningful way. Because that's the work we do. I mean, the work in the culture space, especially at the museum, is about preservation and care. Okay. So we're going to talk more to Arnold after the break. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.